Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 29. Talks between Narada and King Prachinabarhi, Part 2, Verses 5 through 12. Narada Muni continues to explain the allegory of Puranjana to King Prachinabarhi. The great sage Narada Muni continued speaking to the king. The word Pramada, mentioned in this regard, refers to material intelligence or ignorance, and it is to be understood as such. For when one takes shelter of this kind of intelligence, one identifies with the material body. Influenced by material consciousness of I and mine, one begins to enjoy and suffer through one's senses. Thus, the living entity is entrapped. The five working senses and the five senses that acquire knowledge are all male friends of Puranjani. The engagements of the senses are known as girlfriends, and the serpent, which was described as having five heads, is the life air acting within the five circulatory processes. The 11th attendant, who is the commander of the others, is known as the mind. The mind is the leader of the senses, both in the acquisition of knowledge and in the performance of work. The Panchala kingdom is that atmosphere in which the five sense objects are enjoyed. And within that Panchala kingdom is the city of the body, which has nine gates. The eyes, nostrils, and ears are pairs of gates situated in one place. The mouth, genital, and rectum are also different gates. Being placed into a body, having these nine gates, the living entity acts externally in the material world, enjoying sense objects like form and taste. Two eyes, two nostrils, and one mouth, altogether five, are situated in the front. The right ear is accepted as the southern gate, and the left ear is the northern gate. The two holes or gates situated in the west are known as the rectum and genital. The two gates named Kadyota and Avirmukhi, which have been spoken of, are the two eyes side by side in one place. Whereas the town named Vibrajita should be understood as form. And so, in this way, the two eyes are always engaged in seeing different kinds of forms. The two doors named Nalini and Nalini should be known as the two nostrils, and the city named Saurabha represents aroma. The companion spoken of as Avadhuta is the sense of smell. The door called Mukhya is the mouth, and Vipana is the faculty of speech. Rasagya is the sense of taste. The city called Apana represents engagement of the tongue in speech, and Bahudana is the variety of foodstuffs. The right ear is called the gate of Pitrihu, and the left ear is called the gate of Devahu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In material existence, so-called intelligence is actually ignorance. When intelligence is cleared up, then it is called buddhi yoga. In other words, when intelligence is dovetailed with the desires of Krishna, then it is called buddhi yoga or bhakti yoga. Therefore, Krishna says in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, Teshang satata yuktanang bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tang yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship Krishna with love, Krishna gives the understanding by which those devotees can come to Krishna. So, real intelligence means linking with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when this is done, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, from within, gives one the real intelligence by which one can return home, back to Godhead. Intelligence in the material world is described herein as pramada, because in material existence, the living entity falsely claims things to be one's own. He or she thinks, I am the monarch of all I survey. This is ignorance, for actually nothing belongs to anyone. Why, even the body and the senses do not belong to one, for they are given by the grace of Krishna just to satisfy one's different propensities through the material energy. Nothing actually belongs to the living entity, but when one becomes mad after everything, claiming, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, janasya mohoyam ahang mameti, that is called illusion. Nothing belongs to the living entity, but one claims that everything belongs to one. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus recommends that this false intelligence be purified. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. When the mirror of intelligence is polished, the real activities of the living entity begin. This means that when a person comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness, then his or her real intelligence acts. At that time, one knows that everything belongs to Krishna and nothing belongs to one. As long as one thinks that everything belongs to one, he or she is in material consciousness. And when one knows perfectly that everything belongs to Krishna, then he or she is in Krishna consciousness. Krishna bahir mukha hoy bhoga vancha kare nikatasta maya tare japatiya bhare. Because of one's desire to enjoy this material world, the living entity is dressed with the gross material and subtle material bodies. Thus, one is given a chance to enjoy the material senses. The senses are therefore the instruments for enjoying the material world. Consequently, the senses have been described as friends. Sometimes, because of too much sinful activity, the living entity does not get a material gross body, but instead hovers on the subtle platform. This is called ghostly life. Because of not possessing a gross material body, the ghost creates a great deal of trouble with one's subtle body. Thus, the presence of a ghost is horrible for those who are living in a gross body. As stated in chapter 15 by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Utkramantang sthitang vapi bunjanang va gunanditam vimudha naanupashyanti pasyanti jnana chakshusha. The foolish cannot understand how a living entity can quit his or her body, nor can they understand what sort of body one enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge can see all of this. The living entities are merged into the air of life, which acts in different ways for circulation. There is prana, apana, udana, vayana, and samana. And because the life air functions in this fivefold way, it is compared to a five-hooded serpent. The soul passes through the kundalini chakra like a serpent crawling on the ground. The life air is compared to uraga, a serpent. Pancha vritti is the desire to satisfy the senses. Attracted by five sense objects, namely form, taste, sound, smell, and touch. The mind is the center of all activities and is described here as Brihad Bala, very powerful. To get out of the clutches of Maya, material existence, one has to control the mind. According to training, the mind is both the friend and enemy of the living entity, as confirmed in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. Udharet atmana atmanam, na atmanam avasadayet. Atma eva hi atmanaha, bandhu atma eva ripu atmanaha. One must deliver oneself with the help of the mind and not degrade oneself. For the mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and one's enemy as well. Bandhu atma atmanaha, tasya yena atma eva atmana. Jitta anatmana tu shatrutve vartita atma eva shatruvat. For one who has conquered one's mind, the mind is the best of friends. But for one who has failed to do so, then one's very mind will remain the greatest enemy. If one gets a good manager, then one's estate is very nicely managed. But if the manager is a thief, one's estate is spoiled. Similarly, in one's material conditional existence, the living entity gives power of attorney over to one's mind. And as such, one is liable to be misdirected by one's own mind into enjoying the sense objects. Srila Ambarisha Maharaj, therefore, first engaged his mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Savai Manak Krishna Padara Vindayo. When the mind is engaged in meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, the senses are controlled. The system of control is called Yama, and this means subduing the senses. One who can subdue the senses is called a Goswami, and one who cannot control the mind is called Godasa. The mind directs the activities of the senses, which are expressed through different outlets, as described in this section. Not being aware of one's spiritual position, The living entity, directed by the mind, goes out through the nine gates in order to enjoy material objects. Because of long association with material objects, he or she forgets one's real spiritual activities and is thus misled. The entire world is going on being misled by so-called leaders like scientists and philosophers who have no knowledge of the spirit soul. Thus, the conditioned soul becomes more and more entangled. Of all sides, the Eastern is considered most important, primarily because the sun rises from that direction. The gates on the Eastern side, the eyes, nose, and mouth, are thus very important gates in the body. The two eyes are attracted by brilliant things like light. Sometimes we find that little insects are attracted by the brightness of fire and thus enter into it. Similarly, the two eyes of the living entity are attracted by bright and beautiful forms. They are entangled in these forms, exactly as the insect becomes attracted to fire. The word Avadhuta means most free. So when a person is not under the rules and regulations of any injunction, then one has attained the stage of Avadhuta. In other words, one can act as he or she likes. This Avadhuta stage is exactly like air, which does not care for any obstruction. Chanchalang hi mana Krishna pramathi balavat dridham tasya aham nigraham manye vayo eva su dushkaram. Arjuna confessed to Krishna that he felt that his mind was restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, and he felt that to subdue it would be more difficult than controlling the raging wind. Just as the air or wind cannot be checked by anyone, so also the two nostrils, situated in one place, enjoy the sense of smell without impediment. When the tongue is present, the mouth continually tastes all kinds of relishable foodstuffs. Recorded December 17, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitangs Cha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara శ్రీవాస అదిగో భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే